attar of roses. Their use in southern Africa healed sickness. Then taken for gardens by the colonists, they are now in places like Zimbabwe cultivated, again for their resilience, maybe healing aids. These flowers are small dry clusters, classic rose hued. The scent when you rub the leaves is of classic roses, but like all geraniums, the leaves feel thick and prickled, gently like dense cream, like resisting velvet that closes as a sea anemone on the senses. Before she died, I remember Melinda's perfume was attar of roses. I smelled it once in someone's parlour and remarked on it, only to be told there was not in that house any perfume, as they were allergic. So did she follow me there with some purpose? Just not to be forgotten when I was with another friend and nursing my young child? Well, all right, but I was not the person to forget anything as penetrative as roses, and hence this. Her mother said she and her other daughter tried to buy the perfume, but when they did, it did not smell the same, although it came from Paris. Of course it would not, because scent marries flesh, and the perfume would have only been Melinda's. I think these geraniums, rare and ancient, smell more like it, and the odd thing is they are the only things I've easily grown with, cutting and putting in pots after a long night, when the stems shrank enough to survive. The veranda is thronged with attar or roses. Her mother said that when reading something about the afterlife in the Bible, she smelled Melinda's perfume and was reassured at last. I've thought sometimes about a poem Melinda wrote, comparing herself to Scheherazade, who had saved her life with fairy tales, and that asked, "Turn palms east." When I once bought at the shop another attar of roses, the flowers were lilac and more relaxed, and I thought it the wrong plant, but looking it up, the second one seems right. So what is it mimicking roses on the terrace? Something from Africa, pervasive and unique. There will perhaps be no more unless I cut 100 more of them at least. Nothing is what it seems, but as in Proust, the perfume must restore the soul unexpectedly. A ghost taking as its substance blood and wholeness. Their use in southern Africa healed sickness. These flowers are small dry clusters, stubborn roses. Dawn drenches from each leaf the scent that revives as great Zimbabwe, not the thin pipe smoke from Cecil Rhodes, but vast rose cloud acres, as of course it would again, because scent marries flesh.